Welcome to the Sermon Podcast by Church of the Nazarene. Stay tuned for the latest updates and new episodes by subscribing. Find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Join us live every Sunday morning at 9 on our YouTube channel. For in-person worship, join our English services at Harrisonburg and our Elkton campus at 9 or 10:30 a.m. or our Spanish service at our Harrisonburg location at 11:45 a.m. Explore to celebrate recovery every Monday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, let's try that again. Do I need to say all that again? See, you're lucky you hired a coach for about, a pastor. I'm just used to yelling, so you actually probably heard most of that. I want to just briefly and promise you, I'm going to be really brief. What is baptism? And why do people like me and some of you get excited about it? I want to restate what it is. You may be sitting here and say, I don't get it. Why do all these Christian people get so excited? Here's what it is. The word means baptizo, which means to dip, immerse, or dunk. We understand that. But really what it is it's this outward expression of an inward work. And why wouldn't you celebrate and get excited? People get excited about graduations. They get excited about, birthday parties. They get excited about all these other events in their life. Why wouldn't you get excited about baptism? You should. Just so we're clear, our church tradition, which is not everybody's, well, there is an ancient church document. It's called the Didache. And church scholars have studied that, and they looked at and they decided that there are some who cannot get in a river or in a tank. And so they allowed for sprinkling or pouring. We're actually going to do that today. We have someone that won't be able to get in the tank, but we're going to celebrate in baptism as a community. It's going to be beautiful, just so you know. So what is it? It's the inward expression. It's the outward expression of something that Christ has done in a person's heart. Why would you do this? Here's the scriptures that would support this. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptizer. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you're coming to me? So here's John. He's out at a river. He's baptizing people away from the city limits, and Jesus has showed up. He's traveled 70 miles, biblical scholars tell us. So Jesus shows up. He's come a long way. And think about this. This is the first thing Jesus does to announce, I'm going public with my ministry. He gets baptized. That's it. That's the start. Jesus replied to John, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And then John consented. Jesus has words that are spoken when he's 12 years old. But other than those words, these are the first words we hear essentially at the start of his ministry, and it's definitely the first words we hear in Matthew. In our church tradition, it doesn't mean that we're right and you're wrong. We believe in two sacraments. The sacraments are communion, and the sacraments are baptism. Why did the Church of the Nazarene believe in that, and why would we care? You don't have to care. I'm just telling you, you're sitting in a Nazarene church, you ought to know. It's because those are the two that Jesus himself participated in. So we celebrate those two. Here's what he says later in Matthew. I already told you what he did at the start. Now here's what happens at the end, post-resurrection. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. I want to pause. It would be silly for me to think that we have a room this size of people, or maybe even watching online, where there would not be some who would doubt. Guess what? You're welcome. Welcome to the faith. Welcome to the journey. Because here it's telling us, here's Jesus. These people have walked with him. Now he's resurrected. And there are some who show up and worship, and there's still some who show up and they doubt. And they're still welcome. When they saw him, they worshiped, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. This is what we're going to do today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Beginning, Jesus gets baptized. He's crucified. He raises again. He meets with these folks, and he ends by saying, you know what I did at the beginning? I need you guys to go do this now. One of the last things he covers is baptism. He bookends who he is and his ministry with baptism. Hey, I need you guys to go baptize people. Can you do that? Will you do that? Who should do this? Well, anyone who gets saved. Anyone who gets saved should get baptized. And Scripture repeatedly tells us you don't have to wait. You don't need to wait. You don't need a class. You don't need a special session with Pastor Billy. It'll help you. You might understand it more. We're not against the teaching of baptism, but you don't need to wait. Once you get saved, you should just get baptized. That's what Scripture teaches us. Here's what it says in Romans that'll give us a little more clarity. We are not, by the way, saved by baptism. There's no magic in the water. It's not from the Jordan River. It's just regular Rockingham water. None of that washes away your sin. It's just a symbolic act that would say, this is what I'm going to do outwardly because it's what's happened in my heart. Here's what it says more specifically by Paul in Romans. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death, the symbolic going down? We were therefore buried with him through baptism in death in order that just as Christ was raised, coming up from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may have a new life. For if we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. Wow. That's powerful. So when do you do it? Immediately. We just covered the who, what, when, and really where, which is going to be here in just a minute. I love that the idea is that baptism would happen in community. Baptism happens in community. You can do a baptism by yourself with someone, you know, off in a river. There's nothing wrong with that, but there is such a beauty in doing this in community. Take a look at this picture here. Now, if I talk much longer, some of you will end up like this. I don't want that to happen. You did not come today. And sorry, I'm a former coach, so I'm going to try to pull this out of you. You did not come today to spectate. You didn't pay an admissions. You just didn't come, I got my ticket, I'm going to sit back, I hope it's a good show. That's not what we're doing here today. There is no show. There's no pretense. If God doesn't show up through these testimonies, then nothing's going to happen. But this can't be us. Where we just come and we're like, okay. Take a look at the next picture. This is what we want. Now you say, Kevin, you're crazy. You can't, I mean, it's church. Like, we're not going to go crazy like we're at a JMU game or we're at a tennis match. But I picked this picture on purpose. This is Rafael Nadal, who is a pretty passionate tennis player. But I want you to see on the bottom row, there's a bunch of people taking pictures. Some of you are going to take pictures today. I don't want a bunch of picture takers. That's fine if you want to celebrate it and take a picture. What I want is that group that's up top. What I hope is that the church, the community, would celebrate. They can't play tennis like him. They've no idea what he's been through. They have no idea how hard he's trained. But my man is standing there at the end of a match in full sweat with all that he's done in victory, celebrating. And you know what those people up top are doing? They are celebrating with him. They are in on the party. Yeah, you can clap. So that's why you're here today. You're here to celebrate. Now I'm going to use one more little thing to try to pull this out of you. If you're a really, really liturgical, uptight church person, I shouldn't have said that, sorry. That's not nice. We're not doing anything here that is irreverent today, I promise you. We reverence baptism. This is a high watermark in the life of a believer. It absolutely is. But I want to free you up. All of our kids that are in the room, and they're in here on purpose, they have noisemakers. So when somebody comes up out of the water today, they're going to celebrate. They're going to make some noise. That's discipleship. They should learn early that it's okay to celebrate in church. Yeah. So just watch this. If this can happen at a football game, I think it could happen at church when we look at the life of a person who says, I'm going all in with Jesus and I'm going public with it. Just watch the ending of this football game.
All right, here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field. Auburn wins. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl. In the most unbelievable fashion you will ever see. I cannot believe it. 34-28. And we thought a miracle at Jordan-Hare was amazing. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Chris Davis just read it. 109 yards. And Auburn is going to the championship.
If we can do that about football, I mean, honestly, we can get that excited. The radio guy's losing it. The band is losing it. Fans run out on the field. It was like Friday night when UVA won. Like, the whole place just empties out. I'm not begging you to rush the stage today. But I am asking you to do more than just sit there and give a golf clap and just quietly act like, this is okay. We're going to celebrate people. We're going to celebrate in baptism. If you're getting baptized, you can make your way right over here. We have some people that are going to get you in line, and we're going to get ready to celebrate this today. Here's how this is going to work. Person after person is going to come, and they're going to walk up here, and they're going to get in the baptismal tank. Someone, either a friend or a family member, is going to come to this mic, and they're going to read to you. Why are they doing this today? Because of all my yelling and my silly videos, what the people here are going to say to represent the person that is in this baptismal tank, that's the real testimony. That's what we get excited about, and that's what we celebrate today. So in just a second here, you can do whatever you want. Now, if you're a kid in here and you got a noisemaker, you just wait till they come up out of the water. The other thing we did today is we put this up on the platform on purpose. I didn't want anybody to say I couldn't see it. And we have a camera that's over top of the baptismal tank. You're going to see somebody go down, and you're going to see somebody come up. Death to life. Oh, hallelujah. Let me just pray before we start. Yeah. Let me just pray, and then we'll start. Lord Jesus, today, we have come to celebrate you. What you did and what you continue to do. Your death, burial, and resurrection gives us life. And today, we just gather as a community and we give you praise, not for just what you past tense did, but what you're still doing. You are still resurrecting lives. So today, across generations, across skin colors, across genders, we celebrate as a community of faith people who would say publicly, I'm going outward with this. With what you have done in our heart. Hallelujah, Jesus, we give you praise. You are worthy. It's in your name I pray, amen.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay updated on our latest episodes. If you have any questions about our church or ministry, feel free to reach out to us via email at info@cotnaz.org.